And I know you're going to enjoy what you're about to hear because I've had the pleasure of hearing some of the guitarists that are featured this morning before. You'll hear a group number by three of them, and then each is going to do a solo number, and you'll get to meet each guitarist after their solo. So it's now our pleasure to present guitarists from the Center for Young Musicians. And that was Andantino, I do believe. And now one of the people playing in that group was Nolan Jacob, who is now going to play a mazurka called Maria Luisa. That was beautifully done. That's Nolan. And Nolan, step up to the red microphone or have a seat there. Nolan is 13 and goes to Providence Heights Alpha, if my notes are correct. Am I right about that?
Yes.
Well, you sounded really great. How long have you been playing?
About 8 years, maybe.
8 years. Wow. And can you tell me... How hard has it been to, and come a little bit further, how hard has it been to learn how to play? Because I think there's some people listening that might be wondering, can I do this?
It's been a challenge, but once you, like, start to get used to it, it's not really more of a challenge. It's fun.
Do you look forward to practicing?
Yeah.
I had a feeling because I was watching you seem to play. Pride isn't quite what I mean, but you just seemed very confident and that you knew what you were doing. And that was not, I mean, that's a pretty challenging piece to play. Do you have any shout outs or any hellos you would like to make to anybody?
My grandparents, my aunt, my parents, and then my brother and my sister.
Great. Does the name Riley mean anything to you? Riley in Butler, Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Riley just wrote and said, you played really good, Nolan. Way to go. Great job. Awesome. Riley. Who's Riley?
I think that might be my dad's friend's, like, daughter, maybe.
Well, that's good. And we have a text message here that isn't signed, but it says excellent guitar work. And I'm sure that's somebody you probably know. I'm not going to give their phone number on the air, though. You can text us your comments at 412-200-5975. Great job. Anything else you'd like to say?
No.
Do you want to introduce the next guitarist?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Mono Cathir is playing Lesson by Soar.
Another beautiful job, and that is from Mono Cathir, who's 12, and is at Ingomar Middle School. And you have one more piece to play, and then we'll talk with you. So here again is another piece, this one, a waltz. Beautifully done, and have a seat, and we'll get a chance to say hello to you and to get to meet you. That was Mono Cathir, and how long have you been playing now?
About 4 to 5 years.
And you sound great. What got you interested in learning how to play the guitar to begin with?
Well, guitar made me feel a little bit different. It sounded very fun to play, and then it sounded very good. So I decided to learn guitar.
Yeah, it sort of gives you some individuality, and there probably are there other, do you, aside from the kids here, do you know many classical guitar players?
No, not really.
Yeah. But I only know one, aside from you folks, I mean, one very well, and that's my brother, who plays classical guitar. But it is, I know lots of people that play other styles of guitar, but it is pretty unique to choose classical guitar. What kinds of things do you like to do besides guitar?
I play basketball, tennis. I also play jazz guitar.
Yeah, that's a lot. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
My friend Sunvi, he's probably listening right now.
Great.
And my parents, my two brothers.
Well, excellent. And now we have coming up a mother-son duo. Would you like to introduce them?
Yeah.
Do you know their names?
Julian Drake with Melanie Drake. It's Waltz by Caltech.
With some pretty cool harmonics there at the end, and we're going to get a chance to talk with Julian and maybe Melanie, or maybe Julian will speak for. I'd love to talk with you both. We can sort of scoot you in next to each other. And Julian, from my notes, you go to Ross Elementary School, is that right?
Yep.
Lean up a little closer so I can hear you better. And there's somebody who wanted to say hello to you right away. And I wanted to pass that along. Hang on, I'm going to find it here. Here we go. It's Nate. Nate Leubold, who I think you know Nate at Ross Elementary School. And he wrote to say how much he enjoyed listening to you. And also, does Jeannie Gillingham, does that name mean anything to you? Who's
yep.
that?
My grandma.
Well, she's listening in Treasure Lake, Pennsylvania, and she wrote, great job, Julian and Melanie, and that's Melanie's mom. And you have a fan club, Arnie and Abby. Do those names, who are they? Arnie and Abby? The A-team?
Big. Cousins.
Are they cousins? Big love to Julian and Aunt Mel from Cousin Abby's slumber party. Oh, Abby, you're having a slumber party. Abby, you can call us if you want and talk about your slumber party, 412-200-5975. So, Julian, how long have you been playing?
5 or 6 years.
Wow. And what do you like about it?
I like how it's challenging, but in a fun way.
Oh, that's good. And do you ever get frustrated or?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I would too. I do in things that I'm learning, but it's always fun to kind of, you know, defeat it and move on to the next thing. Anybody you'd like to say hello to?
I don't know.
Nobody in particular? And is your mom, are you also learning to play now, Melanie, at the same time?
Yeah, I am. I just kind of self-taught guitar before I had kids, so it's been a hobby, and it's something that it's really nice to be able to do with Julian. And as we practice, you know, he'll play a song, and then we'll take a break, and he'll tell me a little bit about his day, and then he'll play the next song, and we play the songs together. So it's been really nice.
That's a nice kind of regularity to your schedule to be able to do that together, I think. Any words about the Center for Young Musicians and how I think it's great that they can accommodate people of all ages to learn together. And I've seen a few examples of parents or grandparents learning with their kids. That's got to be fun.
Right. It's been really a positive experience on our lives. So it's been a lot of fun.
Excellent. Well, Julian, do you want to introduce the next person that's coming up? Bernardo, would you like to introduce that?
Yeah.
Go ahead. It's Bernardo Vieira.
Bernardo Vieira will play Etude Antique and Andantino.
And here is Bernardo. Nicely done, Bernardo Vieira, and you've got one more selection now, and here it is. Was very well done. That's a challenging piece. And one thing I've admired, and come on over so we can say hello, and you guys can scoot down in any direction that's easiest for you. One thing I've admired in all of you as I've watched you play is these are hard pieces to play live and hard to play with perfection too. And just like I do, I've made I've done quite a few things differently than I intended to this morning, and you just kind of move through it and keep going, which is really great. Now, Bernardo, do you know somebody by the name of Coach Dean?
Yeah, I do. He's my coach on my Bantam AA hockey team.
Well, he just wrote and said, nice job, Bernardo. Sounds like a good coach. He's listening and tuning in. So how long have you played hockey?
Oh, well, I've been playing for about 5 years.
Wow. And how about guitar?
Actually, guitar, 7 or 8 years I started before.
I think you're the first person I've ever met that does hockey and classical guitar. What school do you go to?
Marshall Middle School, which is in the North Allegheny School District.
And you're 14?
Yeah.
And anybody you'd like to say hello to?
Sorry, just my friends and family and coaches like Coach Dean.
Excellent. And any comments about, I mean, hockey I think is hard to learn too. Not that I've learned it, but you got to be able to skate fast and also move a puck around. Are any similarities between learning guitar and learning hockey?
Just the work that you have to put in. You have to work hard every time you're on the ice or you're in your lesson. So
there's a lot of parallels in anything you try to master, putting in practice and really getting good at doing things. If you would like to tell or text a comment to us, you can do so at 412-200-5975. There is one final guitarist who's going to join us, and would you like to introduce him?
Yep. Samuel Farrells is going to be playing Caprico Arabe by F. Tarega.
Thank you.
Wow, that was terrific. Also from Providence Heights Alpha, that was Samuel Farrells. And what a piece that was. If you have any comments, 412-200-5975 to text us or use instant input at slbradio.org. How long have you been playing now, Samuel?
Probably about 8.5 years.
Now, those runs that you're doing have got to be hard to learn. I was watching you moving through those notes. Is it hard to get – do you ever, like, have a point where, like, your mind knows what your fingers should do, but your fingers don't want to do what they're supposed to do?
That's probably the most common problem I've had while I'm practicing, where I know what I'm supposed to do, and for some reason it just doesn't happen.
Yeah, it's got to be really hard.
It takes a lot of work to get that stuff done.
What do you call it when you're pressing a string against the fretboard and you sort of bend the note a little bit? Do you know what
It's called vibrato. So basically you just put your finger on, you move it back and forth, so you stretch the string out.
I see.
And so it changes the tone.
Yeah, I know you did a lot of that in that song, yeah. And it really helped to exemplify the piece you're playing and also how good you are. Anybody you'd like to say hello to?
It's my grandma's 85th birthday, so I'd like to say happy birthday to her. Just my mom and my brother who are listening from home, and just all my friends and family that are listening.
Well, great. Well, you did a great job. Somebody know a Danny? I think Bernardo, that might be to you. Danny said great job right after you finished playing. And oh, here's another message. This one, I think, is for you, Samuel. Wow, you made my day with your guitar playing skills. So proud of you. And it's not signed, but I have a feeling that one was meant for you just based on the timing that it came in. I want to thank you all for being here. Mark Marston, thank you for coordinating things. You can learn more about the Center for Young Musicians at youngmusicians.org. And congratulations to all of you. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. It's now 25 minutes before 11 o'clock. You're going to meet two journalists from Sarah Hines' house and some roboticists coming up in just a moment.